Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Concerns have been raised over the Russian Navy's plans to conduct military exercises off the Cork coast next month. We've all heard about it in the news a lot over the past couple of days. But my question is, what does that mean for the ocean wildlife and the fishing industry? So Dr. Kevin Flannery is a marine biologist. He's a rare fish expert and the founder of Marabio Ocean World Aquarium in Dingle. So basically, he knows what he's talking about. He joins me now. Dr. Flannery, good morning.
Good morning, Lottie.
How are you?
I'm very good. But the first thing I have to do is to dispel the rumour that's going around that we invited the Russian Navy in to find funky. So
I love that you said that just so bluntly that I actually for a second really considered it to be true.
Well, so photographs are circulating with President Putin and a dolphin and him swimming with it, so maybe Fungi was here as a spy all down through these years and the Navy didn't...
Who knows, Kevin? Who knows? Kevin, just, I suppose, to kick it off, just explain what the Russian Navy is doing exactly next month, or what they're planning to do.
Well, the Russian Navy are coming inside Ireland's economic zone, basically inside the 200-mile limit, which was part of the international treaties that we made when the EU decided they were taking 200-mile limit. And they have allowed for countries to come in and play war games inside. So the Russian Navy will be, by the way, searching for submarines and chasing submarines and chasing one another around the place. But the problem is that you will also have other nations, possibly the US and NATO, as they will have their warships there and their submarines. And they will all be playing the sonar game of Hunt for Red October, chasing one another around, trying to find out who's the best at it. But the problem is, Lottie, is that the poor creatures, whales and dolphins, are one of the most sophisticated listening and communication system of mammals in the world. They're able to communicate virtually through full oceans. So if you start using these high-pitched sonars that people have seen in movies and the whole lot, they go ping, 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 and the frequency they use will interfere with these whales that are back there. Not alone will they interfere, but it has been shown in the Pacific where we've had a lot of strandings of different types of whales because their eardrums have been busted the use of this sonar. Now, it won't be just one sonar. It'll be of the various navies that will be participating, watching one another and playing this war games. And we do have quite a lot of whales. We have different types of whales, from our humpback whales, our orcas, all different types. And we have found, the Americans gave us the information through the Cold War, of the different frequency. We'll say you're on 2FM today, their RTE1 is on another frequency, and so on. And each one of the different species of whales and dolphins have their own communication frequency. Now, when you start interfering with that and busting their eardrums from it, then the possibility we will have is we will have dead whales and dolphins washing ashore. And this has been proven off of Guam in the last number of years.
It's very, like, I find that very upsetting. And do the different navies, Kevin, are they aware of this information? Do they know what they're doing?
Without a doubt, I mean, Lottie, this is going on. I mean, even off of the West Coast going on with the last number of years, the people that were hunting for oil and gas, they tow these things behind their ships. They're called seismic surveys, and they release massive explosions. So the explosion goes down, they get the echo back, and they see if there's oil or gas underneath. And they've been carrying out this with the last 10 or 15 years along the West Coast. And the fishermen have said to me, all the fish that were in the vicinity, we'll say prawns, Dublin Bay prawns that they fish for on the Porcupine, disappear immediately and are gone because, obviously, with the explosion. So not alone is it affecting the whales and dolphins, it's affecting the fish species. And the migratory paths of the whales, dolphins and other fish, blue whiting, mackerel, can be disseminated all over the ocean because of this carry-on. And now we have a very powerful Navy coming in, and God only knows the amount of sonar activity they will engage in, as well as the others that will be there watching them. We already have a number of vessels in the vicinity that are awaiting them to come, and we don't know how many submarines are underwater. So it's you're going to endanger the life of fishermen that would be towing. We've had this situation in the Irish Sea when the Seralga was towed backwards and underwater from a submarine that said it didn't know it was attached to the trawler. You have the situation with the whales and dolphins with busting their eardrums with sonar. And then you have the displacement of various fish species. It is a crazy situation that we're allowing happen.
But Kevin, if they know the damage that what they're doing is causing, have they offered up any kind of solution or acknowledgement of it?
No, absolutely none. The political going-ons and the naval going-ons and the high profile of these people and they're trying to get political upstage one another, the wildlife comes into play down zero.
That's disgusting.
Absolutely don't give a damn. Now, there is a movement in the US where they're asking various vessels and the whole lot to slow down, even the commercial traffic. So you can imagine ordinary traffic with thousands and thousands. You have an average of over 700 to 1,000 vessels off the coast of the south coast of Ireland at this point in time. And there is a movement so that if we know where the whales are transiting through, that people, they're asking people maybe to avoid. And this is coming into play in the states, in parts of the states where some of their great whales are getting entangled and getting killed. So there may be solutions into the future, but at this point in time, it's not the priority of the Navy, of the Russian Navy, the US or NATO or anybody else. Wildlife is only in the way of them.
Well, if they're not going to take any responsibility, what can we do? Like, what can the fishing industry do?
Well, the fishing industry and the Southwest, Patrick Murphy and the Fish Producers Organization of the South and West have taken it upon themselves, and they're meeting the Russian ambassador this morning, and maybe they might have some influence, but it's very, very doubtful. The fishermen can stay there, but their insurance will be null and void. And on top of that, if they tow their nets along the bottom, they could get followed up by a massive nuclear submarine and get pulled under. So they'll only be endangered in their own life. But they have to bring this protest to the Russian embassy and to the other embassies of NATO that are engaging in this type of war antics and games in our coastline. We were one of the first nations in the world to bring in a whale and dolphin sanctuary. Charles J. Haughey brought it in way back in the 80s. And I think maybe it should be enforced and say, look, no more naval activities in our water, no more sonar, no more high-pitched sonar or busting the eardrums of these fabulous creatures that are under enough threat.
Well, what can I do? What can Joe Soap do? People who are listening, who are touched by this and want to do something. If we're not fishers, you know, we're not fishermen, what can we do?
We can protest to the Department of Foreign Affairs that Minister Coveney and those people that are inside in the Department of Foreign Affairs, we should not have signed up to this agreement, this international treaty that allows any navy that chooses to come into our 200-mile limit and they can participate and carry on war games once they've informed the Department of Foreign Affairs. We should pull back from that treaty and say, no more war games in our waters, no more high-pitched sonars, no more transiting even through it using the use of sonar in here, because it is and will have and does have this serious effect on these poor creatures. That this is the only way we can help. And on top of that, a protestation towards the Russians and NATO that they should not be allowed in here and should not participate in this kind of carry on.
Well, I think it's absolutely disgusting, to be honest with you. And I think the creatures are completely defenceless. And if they need our help, we should be really standing up and trying to do something for them.
Without a doubt, Laurie, because, I mean, you see, 99% of the people will never see these creatures. So the fishermen see them and people who are out looking for them in the summer and filmmakers and the whole lot, and we very seldom see them. And these are fabulous marine creatures. They feed their young milk. They're mammals. They're intelligent creatures, as good as possible, and they have been under threat. We have slaughtered them for hundreds of years, and if we can't even protect them in this day and age, how can we call ourselves a civilized race? Oh. And we come along and carry on and bust their eardrums and get them washed ashore and they starve to death. Not right.
We should all be standing up and doing something. And I think it doesn't matter if you're not connected directly, as I said, if you're not a fisherman, it doesn't matter. You can still have your voice heard if you feel passionately about it. And I think we should all feel passionately about it, because they're defenceless and they're stunning creatures. And just because you can't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us about this. Marine biologist Dr. Kevin Flannery speaking with us there about the issues that the Russian Navy's military exercises off the coast of Cork next month are going to have. And do you know what? If you or somebody you know is heading out on a boat and taking part in what will be a peaceful protest, I would love to speak to you. 0818 715 922, or you can email jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.